This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We will call the gross receipts tax show cause hearing to order. This is Chairman Nelson. We're in the Matthews Training Center conference room. Commissioners Feagin and Hansen are present on the telephone. This is in the matter of TC 20-053 regarding American Telecommunications System, Inc. 054 in the matter of Databyte, Inc. 055 the matter of Peerless Network of South Dakota, LLC. 056 the matter of Stream Communications. 057 the matter of STS Media, Inc. doing business as Freedom Pop. 058 in the matter of Lightphone, and 059, the matter of Wave Nation, LLC, all of them have failed to pay the gross receipts tax. This time we will turn it over to commission staff who filed this request.
Certainly, and would you like me to jump right into witnesses or waive an opening statement?
However you want to make your case, Counselor.
Sure. I'll waive opening statement and call our first and only witness, Ms. Cindy Chemnitz.
If you would raise your right hand.
Do I need
to stand? You don't. You swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You may proceed.
Ms. Chemnitz, can you please introduce yourself for the record?
My name is Cindy Chemnitz. I'm the finance manager for the Public Utilities Commission.
And in the course of your work as the finance manager, do you administer the collection of the PUC's gross receipts tax?
Yes.
Have any of the companies failed to pay gross receipts tax for the 2019 year?
Yes.
And which companies have not paid as of today's date?
American Telecommunications System, Inc., Stream Communications, and STS Media, Inc., DBA, Freedom Pop.
Have any of the companies that were previously docketed paid since the last commission meeting?
Yes.
And which companies were those?
They were in dockets TC 20-054, TC 20-055, TC 20-058, and TC 20-059.
Would you recommend those dockets be dismissed and closed at this time for the dockets you just indicated?
Yes.
Did you attempt to contact the other companies, the three companies you previously listed, as not having paid?
Yes.
Did they respond?
No.
And is the information contained in the memorandum and attached Exhibit 1 that you filed in the dockets still accurate and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Yes, at this time I would move for admission of Exhibit 1.
And admitted.
Thank you. And Ms. Chemnitz, do you have any further recommendations?
I guess I want to just clarify that I'd recommend that the Commission dismiss and close dockets TC 20-054, TC 20-055, TC 20-058, and TC 20-059, as I stated in the memo that was filed in each docket. Furthermore, I would recommend that the Commission revoke American Telecommunications Systems, Inc.'s Certificate of Authority and order Stream Communications and STS Media, Inc. to file the appropriate reports and pay the delinquent gross receipts tax that is due, including the 10% penalty for each month of delinquency within 30 days. If payment is not received, staff would recommend that this matter be turned over to the state collection agency.
Thank you. And just to be clear, is it correct then that two of those companies are wireless and do not have COAs?
Correct.
Thank you. I have no further questions and would tender this witness for Commission Cross.
Thank you. Well, probably not Cross, but simple questions. So my puzzlement in the recommendation is obviously the different treatment between the three that have not paid, and as I believe you've just mentioned the two that you are recommending pay their delinquency plus a penalty are wireless, correct?
Correct.
So, in the case of American Telecommunication Systems, we're simply recommending that we revoke their COA. Why would we not attempt to collect from them also?
Well, for one thing, they did have a regulatory company working with us. They have not had any contact with them, and they believe that they're out of business. So I guess that's probably why we, plus with the COA, that's normally our normal course of action is to revoke them when they haven't responded at all. Not that we couldn't probably try to collect them as well, but our course of action for wireless is only that they pay or be turned over to the collection agency.
And once we do that, we're done. There's nothing more that the commission can do, correct?
That's my understanding.
You're the expert witness.
I have no further questions. Commissioner Hansen or Commissioner Feagin? I have no further questions of this witness. You may be dismissed. Is there a motion? Commissioner Feagin. I'd do one if I were you, but it's up to you. Go ahead. Discussion on the motion. Thank you, and I would echo that last statement. Thank you to staff for trying to keep all of these companies, and obviously we're just dealing with a handful here, but there's dozens and dozens that have to be tracked down and their payments made. We appreciate that. Additional discussion. Yeah. I'm going to... This is Commissioner Nelson, and in the case of those four dockets, there's nothing more to do, so I think dismissing and closing simultaneously is appropriate, but I will ask Ms. Edwards to elicit us.
Commissioner Nelson, you are correct. Those dockets, those four dockets that are listed at the beginning of the recommendation paragraph have paid their gross receipts tax, so there's nothing left for them to do, so we ask that they be dismissed and closed. There are, however, three other dockets that are 20053, 20056, and 20057 that have not paid, and those are the action items.
Additional discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Aye.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan. Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.